Today's gospel comes from the 17th chapter of Matthew. Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it's good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them. And from the cloud, a voice said, "This is my son, the beloved. With him, I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up. Do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about this vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Christ. So, yes, the theme is we start with light, and then we move to dark, and then, you know, the Good Friday of darkness, and then resurrection comes. So that's what you get to look forward to, how it transforms us, what it looks like. Well, in this scene, you've got the pyrotechnics part, you know, dazzling white, Jesus looks just like me. No, I'm just and the disciples, that doesn't seem to bother Peter and John and James, you know. Dazzling white, we're on the mountain, okay, that's fine. And then he starts talking with Elijah and Moses. Oh, okay, yeah, that sounds good. In fact, Peter interrupts, "Hey, you know, we should, because it's during the Festival of Booths, you know, which is a celebration of making dwellings in the wilderness with God's presence there." So Peter's thinking, well, maybe, hey, let's make some shelters. And as soon as he says that, then boom, comes the bigger voice. The voice of God, that's what it seems to imply in the text. And the voice says, "This is my beloved. Listen to him." And now, at that moment is when they're scared. Because it turns out, if you do listen to Jesus, sometimes that's scary. If you've been paying attention to some of the things Jesus have said in the Gospels, anytime you read the Gospels, pray for your enemies. Turn the other cheek. Forgive a lot and every time. And take up your cross. All that stuff is scary. And boom, they're on the ground. And they're afraid. And the next thing you know, when they look up, it's just Jesus. It's just a person there saying, "Get up. Don't be afraid." It's just Jesus. But that just Jesus is significant. Get up. Don't be afraid. Because that's like a first responder. We all, you know, first responders probably wasn't a thing that we talked about very much until 9/11, I think. That's kind of really when first responders kind of were lifted up as a category of humans that are awesome. You know, the people who respond, we're going down to watch Beth and I are going down to watch Grace's softball games yesterday in Portland. And on the way, you know, traffic starts backing up. It's like, dang it, you know. And so, but it was moving slow enough. And boom, there goes one Washington State Patrol, a second Washington State Patrol. And by the time we get to the scene, it's a couple of cars that had some slightly major fender benders, but it looked like nobody was hurt, you know. But they're there, and you know, when you see Washington State Patrol, it's like, okay, they're responding, the situation is being taken care of, you know. The same in visiting Hannah in the hospital. The nurse, when I was there, who came, Hannah Motz and Dave Eilers, who she's out of the hospital now, thanks be to Jesus, and going there, and that nurse was just so stinking nice, dang it. I mean, which nurses are generally pretty nice and awesome in my experience. But, you know, she was so She was the right amount of funny and the right amount of, I need these things from you. And the right, I mean, she just was perfect responding to that moment. And that's kind of the key that I believe is to this text and to the whole story of what we're about and what God is about and how that all works together. It's about response and being not necessarily first responders like a firefighter or a police officer or even a nurse, but maybe we're all unique responders. Because there's other places besides those dramatic settings that maybe aren't typical, like an accident or being in a hospital. But, I mean, I've had wonderful experience of being in a line or experiencing at Safeway. A unique responder who makes my day because I'm grumpy shopping. Because sometimes I get grumpy shopping. And suddenly, I mean, I was in Safeway the other night getting some Cadbury eggs, which again I share from my personal stash, and I'm an only child, so you should be impressed by that, but not really. But you know, I go and it's late at night, like close to midnight. You know, there's me and three other people shopping. I turn to go into the line, and this woman. There's already five bags filled, and her basket is not even half empty yet. I mean, I think it's the most I've ever seen of a person with stuff in Safeways. I'm just thinking, geez, I'll be standing here for a while. And then the guy sees me and he's like, huh. And he calls the manager and the manager checks me out. Now, that's simple, you know. And that's not necessarily stressful for me. I wasn't like, I got to get home because I've got a life, you know. But that was a unique response at that moment. That was a very simple expression of saying, just like in our text, get up, don't worry about it. Come over here. We have those opportunities every day to be unique responders. And there may be that maybe you're not in the position right now to be that unique responder because you need someone to lift you up. And I get that. And that's the beauty of our story, is that we get to receive good stuff and we get to give good stuff. It's always about response, whether you're receiving, whether you're the disciple on the ground, like, I don't know about this. And Jesus says, it's okay. Get up. There's a similar scene at the end of the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus has been resurrected, and the disciples, well, they don't, some believe, but some have doubt still. I don't know. I don't get this. And Jesus says, that's okay. It's like, just like this scene. That's okay. Just go. Make disciples. Tell them about my love that I've showed you. Baptize them. Put them in the water to cleanse them so they really know that God's love is for them completely. Bathe them, immerse them in God's grace and mercy and forgiveness. Again and again, when they're down and fearful and doubting, lift them up. Put them in the bath. Remind them. You are my beloved. And teach them. It's about love. It's about responding. It's as simple as, it's okay. Get up. And then the key verse in the very end of this gospel is, and Pastor Beth, when we were in our text study on Wednesday, she pointed this out. And there's more. Because the final promise in this gospel is, I will be with you always. So in every moment of our lives, the promise is, I will be with you always. When you're in the hospital, I will be with you. And you might find me in a nurse. When you're in Safeway, behind a giant group of lots of stuff, I'll be with you. Don't worry about that. If you see an accident or are in an accident, I will be with you. I am with them. Our Clean Kids program. That's a place that we've created for homeless kids and their families to come. And for us to be able to say in a very real way, get up. It's okay. I am with you. I was reading in the Lutheran magazine, Living Lutheran magazine. This is our ELCA publication. It talked about the fact that down in Southern California, 1 in 10, they estimate, students are homeless, who are college students. Now, when I went to college at PLU back in the 80s, I had a friend, we'll call him Steve. But he was in the dorm with me one semester, and then one semester he went away and came back the next semester into the dorm. But he couldn't afford to live in the dorm next semester, and he lived in his van in the parking lot. And, you know, at the time, he's a very unique, strong individual. It was intriguing and interesting, but in the 80s, that was just the start of thinking about homelessness. That was more a choice he made, it seemed like. But that he was homeless. He did not have a home. The Lutheran church, one of the Lutheran churches down there, decided to open up a shelter for college students. And so now they do that. They have 50 students a night. They have bunk beds. And it's a great ministry for that church to say to those college students, it's okay. Get up. Don't fear. You're hungry? We'll feed you. You don't have a place to feel safe? This is that place. In the same way that I know our next project, I believe, has to do with helping unaccompanied homeless children. And I think the next project is maybe figuring out how to do housing for them. And I've talked about this before, tiny houses, you know, creating 5 tiny houses to house 5 homeless students who are unaccompanied. And this is the person who they're in school, and then in middle school, their dad goes to jail. And so it's just their mom and the 3 siblings and this student. And then the mom hooks up with someone who's probably not the right person to hook up with, and maybe gets involved with drugs. And some of those kids start going away because DSHS does the responsible things and finds more stable homes. And so this kid, who's now 14, starts going to his friend's house and then to this friend's house. Still going to school. And now he's 16. Still going to school. No more siblings. The mom moved away. He's just trying to make it. At Timberline High School, or North Thurston High School, or River Ridge High School. That's, I believe, one of the 100 students that are like that in our school district right now that need it's okay. Get up. I'm with you. I'm with you. That's what this passage is about. That's what the gospel is. Lifting people up. Changing their lives. I am with you. I am with you. That's our task. That's resurrection. Amen.